The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. And I got a new hero, Bill in Mechanicsburg. Bill in Mechanicsburg just called 800-YES-WORD. Bill, God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am not positive we're at our goal, but regardless, we are very, very, very close to the goal. We are either there or we're less than, a lot less than $1,000 away. So we are at least at $11,000 towards our goal of $12,000. You can still call. Please do, like Bill did just a few minutes ago. Bill in Mechanicsburg, God bless you. Bill joins Gail, Catherine, Preston. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. Now, I've been encouraging small business owners to give me a call because we want to support small businesses. And on the line with me is not only a small business owner, but a dear friend, Dr. Kerry Gerges of Back Pain Relief Ohio. Dr. Gerges, thank you for calling and welcome.
Thank you for inviting me to call you.
It is my pleasure. Are you folks open and helping people?
Yes, we are. We are a healthcare facility, and so far, thank God, we have not been shut down, so we are open to take care of people that are hurting.
Well, this is the honest, absolute truth. I just this morning said to my wife, I said, honey, I got to go see Dr. Gerges. I've got, and I'm serious.
Well, we're open, so come over.
Well, I'm going to. I promise, because I told you, I said, I got to get in to see Dr. Gerges. Because Dr. Gerges has really helped me personally. What are your business hours, Dr. Gerges?
We're Monday through Thursday from 8:30 in the morning. Last patients we usually take about 4:30. We close at 5. And we have a break between 12:30 and 2.
Okay. So normal business hours.
Yes. 8:30 in the morning to 12.
Okay.
12:30 and from 2 to 5, Monday through Thursday.
What special links are you taking because of this virus within the office?
Well, we are obviously we have to be extremely careful, and we take the measures that are recommended by the CDC. But even we are taking it beyond that because of my previous hospital experiences that we had. We are using UV lights in all the rooms to help us combat any virus or microorganisms because that's very effective in sanitation.
Really?
And so we're using that. We're using hospital-grade surface disinfectants all over. We are adding to the measures we used to have in the past. Obviously now it's on some unprecedented conditions that we're facing, so we're taking extra measures to do that. And we are taking care of our patients, our facilities, and we're trying to do the best we can to prevent any. Obviously, patients that have symptoms or have temperatures, they should actually call their healthcare provider, the family doctor, the hospital, and so on. And typically, patients don't come to the doctor just to show up and to visit. They come in because they need.
Sure.
They have a need, and we are here to meet it.
Well, I was going to make a joke about you spraying people down in the parking lot with gallons of alcohol, but it's not anything to joke about. And I know you well enough, And you are the consummate professional when it comes to health care. And I mean that sincerely. Dr. Gerges is not only one of my personal physicians, and he has become a dear friend and a brother in Christ. This man has a burden and a passion for the gospel. And tell our listeners just quickly about your background with Teen Challenge. I think our listeners would find that interesting.
Well, for 20 years before I became a chiropractor, and actually this is a second career for us. We were directors of a drug and alcohol rehab facility here in Columbus called Teen Challenge. We did that for 10 years. Prior to that, we were at the original the drug rehab facility is called the Walter Hoving Home, which is the original women facility for drug rehab. And those are ministry that started back with David Wilkerson,
yeah,
who wrote the Cross and Switchblade.
Sure.
Remember that. So, yeah. So we did that for 20 years, and then the Lord led us to do something different. And we felt led to go ahead and do what I did, because I've done pre-med in the past, and so went ahead and continued the process and became a chiropractor, and I've been at it for the past good 20-some years, 25 years. So
we're glad
to be doing that.
And I continue to tell my listeners, I am a believer in chiropractic care, and I have been for many years. But with that said, there are many in your profession, Dr. Gerges, that have kind of given the other really good people a bad name, and that's why I continue to say Dr. Kerry Gerges is not your typical chiropractor. Not that that's bad, but his office is just unique. His technique is unique. The decompression therapy is absolutely unique. The use of the cold laser is unique. You are doing just things that I don't know of any other practitioner or chiropractor are doing. And I think that's what has set you apart. And that's why it's helped me so much personally.
Well, we feel that it's important to not just to palliatively treat a condition from visit to visit, a pain relief from one episode to the next. We wanted to do something that would be a little bit more aggressive into the area to resolving the issue for good for a long period of time. Okay, when as a result, like you mentioned, the non-surgical spinal decompression therapy and the neuropathy approach to help people with neuropathy. And so those are things that we took extra measures. I became certified in both the decompression therapy and the neuropathy. And as a result, we expanded the process to just not do from visit to visit. We're trying to address the issue to help it as permanently as we can and maintain it to the best possible to provide the patients with the best outcome to help improve their quality of life.
Yeah.
So that's really what's most important. And really, but we rely strongly on the fact that God is the one that heals. We are only the instrument in His hand. So,
true.
We rely on the healing power of God to reach us and to help the patients that God sends our way. And obviously, we do our part. We have to do our due diligence, and then we leave the rest to God.
All right. It is Back Pain Relief Ohio, and I know the website, backpainreliefohio.com. And the website, Dr. Gerges, or the telephone number, pardon me.
It says 614-890-3500.
And you're open till 5. If listeners would call after 5, can they leave a message?
They can leave a message. Their voicemail, they leave that. They can even contact me directly. If they call the number and they want to speak to me directly, all they have to do is push 1 at the end that when the prompt comes, and that would directly to direct them to me, and I would call them either back or talk to them directly.
So. Boy, is that unusual. All right, Dr. Kerry Gerges at Back Pain Relief Ohio, conveniently located in Westerville, a small business, family-owned in our community that deserves your support. Dr. Gerges, thank you so much, and God bless
you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right.
Stay safe.
Thank you. You as well. All right. We need to take the final break this afternoon. Oh, my goodness, it has been such a good day for the Bible League. So many people are going to get a Bible for the very first time in their life because of your generosity. It has been a good day. It can be even better, though, if you would call 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I'm not positive that we have reached our goal. We're either $1,000 over our goal or $1,000 under our goal. And I'm just not certain, and I won't know until tomorrow for sure. So either way, it has been a wonderful, wonderful day for the Bible League here on Bob Burney Live. And I just want to thank all of you that have given. So we're either $1,000, less than $1,000 away, slightly less than $1,000 away, or slightly more than $1,000 over. So one way or the other, and again, because of a particular pledge, I won't know for sure until tomorrow. But either way, we're either over or we're extremely close, and either way, it's a miracle of God, folks, and I mean that. This audience is just unbelievable. I told you yesterday, one of our senior vice presidents in Salem Media, one of the big bosses, in a conference call yesterday said, your listeners are legendary. And it's true. The listeners to this program, and I mean this sincerely, and it's the absolute truth. The listeners to this program are known all over America for your incredible generosity. You really are legendary. You really are. And it is such a privilege to be your host. So thank you. If we're $1,000 under, then we still need $1,000, and the number is 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. If we're slightly over our goal, let's go farther. Because the important thing is not about reaching the goal. That's important. But the important thing is getting the Word of God into the hands of people who desperately, desperately need it and want it and literally are willing to risk their lives to receive a Bible. So, 800-YES-WORD. I've debated all day whether I should even deal with this story because I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression, but Pope Francis has made an unusual proclamation. Most of you are aware that according to Catholic doctrine, you are to confess your sins to a priest. You are not encouraged to go directly to God. Now, and I'm not saying this to condemn or just from a non-Catholic perspective, I've always wondered, why can't I go straight to God? I mean, Hebrews chapter 4 says that you and I can come boldly to the very throne of grace. Scripture is very, very clear. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. And there are dozens of other references in the New Testament that tell us we can come straight to God. But according to Catholic doctrine, you're supposed to confess your sins to a priest, and he will absolve you of your sins. Well, with this coronavirus thing, the Pope has declared if you can't find a priest, you have permission to go straight to God. here's the headline, confess sins direct from the Pope. Confess sins directly to God if no priests are available during the virus pandemic. Pope Francis is saying that general absolution of sin, confessing directly to God, as opposed to through a priest, applies during the worldwide COVID-19 pandemic. And he offered a special penitentiary, not like the prison, penitentiary, issued that notice on Friday, saying that in times of grave necessity, such as now, confession is considered a sacrament in the Catholic Church, but the grave necessity means that you can confess directly to God. My honest question, and I don't mean this in a belligerent way, my honest question, if in a time of necessity you can go straight to God, why would you ever want to go back to a human? No, seriously. Why? If because of a grave necessity, and that's a quote, grave necessity, you can bypass the humans and go straight to God, when the crisis passes, the grave necessity passes, why would anybody want to go back to a human? The Pope said, quote, this is the right time, the opportune moment, an act of contrition done well, and our souls will become white like the snow. He elaborated Friday, do what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says. It is very clear. If you cannot find a priest to confess to, speak directly with God. And again, I'm trying to say this cautiously and carefully and compassionately, but under normal circumstances, God is your second choice. First choice is a man. Second choice is God. I find that troubling, how that God would ever be second place. You know, it's a time of tragedy, so you have to be satisfied with just going to God himself. And I say this in a non-judgmental way, but a true way. I am so grateful that any time, any place, any time of day or night, I can go to my Heavenly Father and pray directly to God through Jesus, the ultimate intercessor. I'm just very thankful that God is just open and waiting for us to come to him personally. Crisis or not. Hey folks, thanks so much for joining me. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.